welcome to our latest Zano Animal podcast episode. We want to talk about spring shedding season. For most horses, this process kicks off around February in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, the exact start time really depends not just on day length. Yes, the horse's metabolism reacts to the days getting longer, but on temperature more than anything else. The colder it is, the longer your horse is going to hang on to that winter coat. That's why horses up in the mountains, say in the Alps, start shedding later than horses down in warmer climates like Italy. Yes, day length plays a role too, but temperature, that's a real driver here. So if you have a particularly wet and warm winter, you might see horses starting to lose their coats as early as January. If conditions are really harsh, far into the spring, it can last until March for them to start the shedding process. But that's not the only driver. What most people don't know is that age has a huge impact on metabolism, and that directly affects how horses shed their winter coat. Young horses and senior horses. So we're talking about horses below age 6 and horses above age 20. They grow thicker winter coats earlier in autumn, and they hold onto them much longer in spring. Why? Because they need that extra insulation. They don't have as much energy available for heat production. So they must be a bit cautious with how much heat, how much energy they use for heat production. So they put on a thicker winter jacket and hang on to it much longer. Compared to the middle-aged horses, roughly between 6 and 20 years old, they start growing their winter coat later in autumn and shed it much earlier and much faster in spring. So looking at a group of horses, you really have to keep the age in mind if you want to see whether the coat shedding starts normally and runs through normally, because older horses start later and take much longer to get out of their winter coat than younger horses. And the very young horses do the same like the old horses. They start later and take a bit longer until they're out of the winter coat. Now, here's the important point here is that if your senior horse is a bit delayed in shedding, that's often completely normal. It's not automatically a sign of Cushing's disease. These older horses really don't start shedding in earnest until the nights are consistently warm. So don't panic right away. Because older horses tend to keep their thick coats on too long, they can really suffer from heat stress when temperatures start rising. This is where a partial body clip comes in handy, what I like to call a rally stripe. So you clip just in a line that is about 10 centimeters wide in a normal sized horse along the neck, chest and flanks to help with their temperature regulation. Here's a key: always leave the back and kidney area unclipped. They're sensitive areas and they need to stay warm. Plus the hair there helps water run off when it rains. So usually you don't need to do a full body clip, but a partial clip does the job just fine for the older horses to regulate their temperature, even if they still have a thick winter coat and it's getting warmer. Yeah, let me give you a bit of science here, because understanding this really helps explain what's happening. Shedding completely upsets the entire protein metabolism in the horse's body, because hair is primarily made of protein and it's called keratin. It's the same protein that also builds the hoof capsule. So that's keratin. So what does winter coat actually consist of? You've got this fuzzy undercoat that provides insulation, and you have the smooth guard hairs on top of that. They help shed the water. Winter hairs are hollow inside, which makes them better insulators, but it also makes them more brittle. You know those bald spots you sometimes see along the saddle pad edge or where the rider's leg sits in winter? That's often a combination of friction and this brittle winter hair breaking off. In summer, the denser hair doesn't break as easily. And this is all the winter hair is all about: insulation against the cold. Now, building stable keratin, that's what the hair is made of, requires massive amounts of zinc and sulfur containing amino acids, especially cysteine. For healthy horses, this usually isn't a problem, but horses with detoxification issues like KPU, they burn through these nutrients at an excessive rate. And when there's a deficiency, you'll often see metabolic problems popping up elsewhere, like thrush, like susceptibility to infections, like skin fungus or coughing. They suffer from poor hoof quality or footiness, especially after trimming. You find a lot of information about KPU and also how to spot the symptoms for it on our website, zanoanimal.com. Just check it out. And if you're not sure whether your horse might be affected like so many others, I mean, KPU is one of the most common, but at the same time, most underdiagnosed metabolic issues we see in horses. Just drop us an email and we'll put you into contact with a therapist who can help you determine whether your horse is affected from KPU. Because KPU, as a result, leads to a deficiency in zinc and sulfur. So let's get back to our code change. My recommendation, starting at the end of January or early February, depending on the temperature in your area, you can speed up the process and get a shinier summer coat by supplementing with organic zinc, that's zinc chelate, and sulfur in the form of MSM. But you still need to keep giving the regular mineral supplement too, to balance all the other minerals. So don't stop feeding minerals just because you feed zinc chelate and MSM. Just put it into two different meals per day and you're absolutely fine. Zinc and sulfur during coat change are just that bit of extra the body needs right now, and the mineral feed provides the basic mineral supply. Another important point at this time of the year is supporting the liver and kidneys. A lot of people do not have that in mind. Think about what winter is like for horses. Less movement, less exercise, because you know your riding arena is either drowning or it's frozen. Limited space in their paddocks or on the paddock tracks. More stable time due to shorter days. And this always means more stress for the horse. And stress weakens the immune system and depletes nutrients. Then you add the shedding process on top of that, which puts an extra strain on the detoxification system. And this is where herbs come in handy. I really like working with herbs in horses. And kidney-supporting herbs like nettle, like birch leaves or goldenrod, along with a good liver support like dandelion or yarrow, all those bitter herbs basically, they really help support the body. For healthy horses, I like to work with broad-spectrum blends. I usually work with the Okapi detox herbs. They are perfect to support the horse in spring molting season. They just work great. But if your horse has significant problems, you may want a more specific therapeutical herbal blend. Then you should talk to a well-trained therapist first. If you need help to find a good therapist, just drop us an email and we'll get you into contact with one of the therapists from our network to help your horse. Now, another thing that usually pops up during spring molt is infections, because the body is under stress and stress always suppresses the immune system. And this is where infections can get a foot in. I'm not just talking about the common cold things, but about other infections like skin fungus or thrush. And yes, thrush is an infection. Skin fungus loves dark, moist and warm conditions. And this is why you often find it under the mane of the horse. For affected areas, clip the hair short and braid up the mane so light and air can get in there. Fungus really doesn't like that at all. And locally, you can use effective microorganisms, that's EMA, or you can work with antifungal ointments from the pharmacy or from your vet. And this usually does the trick. For thrush, copper sulfate applied locally as a gel or ointment helps kill those putrefactive bacteria. I know there are a lot of products out there, but I'm really a fan of the good old copper sulfate that kills everything that moves. It usually works quite nicely. If it doesn't work, you might actually be dealing with a fungal infection in the hoof, and this requires antifungal ointment instead. Again, talk to your pharmacy or vet what product to use. What usually helps great are the regular fungal ointments used for foot or nail fungus in humans. That's usually just fine to use in persistent thrush in horses as well. Now, what about special feeding during spring coat change? Another question I get asked quite often, but honestly, don't change much. keep your horse on ad libitum hay, a good mineral feed, and fresh water. Only Icelandic horses and gypsy cubs, these breeds often benefit from adding a bit of seaweed. That's Ascophyllum nodosum, if we want to use the Latin name, during the shedding season, because they seem to have higher micronutrient requirements, and those are not included in the normal mineral feeds. But you get those in seaweed. Never try to feed seaweed instead of a mineral feed, because it's way too high in iodine compared to all the other minerals. But as an add-on for these breeds, this can really sometimes make a big difference to help them through their coat shedding. And people often ask me whether they should add oil to the feed bucket during this time, because the coat often loses its shine during coat change. Some of the horses really look like moth-eaten. Honestly, adding oil to the feed is always a bad idea, no matter the reason for doing so. That's because horses don't digest and don't metabolize them well. Better idea is to feed oil-containing seeds. So if the coat of your horse gets really, really dull and really rough during the coat change, feed some oil-containing seeds like flax seeds, that's linseed, freshly ground. You can just use a small electric coffee grinder to grind the flax seeds, just one or two spoonsful, add them to the feed, and you provide really great fatty acids to the horse, a lot of omega-3 fatty acids in linseed. You can also add sunflower seeds. You can add rose hips if your horse likes to eat them. They all contain different kinds of fatty acids. And the best idea is to rotate between different types of seeds to provide a broad spectrum of fatty acids. That's what works well and supports the skin and coat in a natural way. It's much better than adding oil to the feed bucket. What you definitely don't need are extra vitamins or large amounts of fruits and vegetables like apples, carrots, or what else people find in their fridge. They're usually unnecessary during coat change and in most cases do more harm than good. So really cut back on the extras. So the bottom line is basically ample amounts of good quality hay, a good inorganic mineral feed, support for the detox systems with herbs, and maybe add zinc chelate and MSM. Those are the keys to smooth, trouble-free shedding season. It's really, really straightforward in horses. So that's it again for today's podcast. You can find more information about spring coat change also on our website. Check us out on zanoanimal.com and of course on our social media accounts. If you follow us, you don't miss any new information. Take care and have a great time.